Have you ever been trapped by an old man? It's gonna happen today.
I've been trapped by an old man. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean? Do you have a story for that? What'd the old man do to you?
I mean, you've never been trapped by your old man before?
What does that mean exactly? I'm going to go ahead and say no.
No?
Hopefully not. I would hope not.
You've never been trapped by your old man?
I would hope not. Can you explain what that means?
I've been trapped by my old man a million times, man.
Like a headlock?
No, your old man just won't let you go out and do stuff. You're grounded. You're trapped.
You call that being trapped. You call that being trapped. That's what they called it? When you were in trouble at home, they'd be like, all right, kid, you're trapped for a week. You're trapped for a week is absolutely insane. That's diabolical behavior, and that should not be happening.
You've never been trapped?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can say with utmost certainty. Maybe.
Just checking.
Actually. But. Okay, never mind. We're doing Saw from 2004.
2004 seems
Saw
like
from
a,
2004.
Like millennia ago, doesn't it?
Wow, it's been two decades.
I know.
Wow. I feel like I remember when this came out.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. I never thought the day would come where we discuss Saw, if I'm being honest.
Is there a reason for that?
There is a reason for that. Everyone listening, you guys are going to have to thank Sean McNeil because this might not have happened if not for him.
Ayo.
Sean, you got it. You got us to do Saw. You got us to do a... Usually, like, you know, I try to snuff out the good movies by doing the pick two movies, you know, and then I hope that, you know, it's a 50-50 chance that one's going to be terrible. It's not going to be like a, I don't know, quote-unquote, like, AAA title. I didn't have many options in this. I don't remember what was against it, but I absolutely didn't want to do it. So it went with Saw. And you know what? I'm not upset about it.
I've seen Saw.
I feel like a lot of times, like you saw an actual Saw or what? I feel like a lot of times I don't want to do the big movies because I think they're not going to be as fun. But some of them still are, you know, like a lot of the times you're watching them and you're like, oh, this is a really good movie. And then you're like, oh, wait, this has very stupid aspects. Like I could still easily make fun of this.
Right.
And that's usually my concern. But I feel like Saw, I was scared of it for no reason.
You were scared of Saw?
Yeah, dude, I was shivering in my boots, man. My timbers were
a shivering.
But yeah, Sean McNeil picked this on patreon.com/horrorsoup in the pick a movie tier. It's not currently up right now. It's probably not gonna be up for a while. We want to do our own movies. We've kind of been like plagued for a while and that we've wanted to pick movies, but we haven't been able to. So we're excited. We're going right into Rats after this.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Rats. I think that's going to be fun. Who knows? Maybe we'll switch it. Maybe we're going to watch a rat movie. And we're going to be like, holy shit, why did we do Rats? Just like when we thought Evil Bong was going to be fun.
Oh, that was a terrible
idea.
But
I think the rats are going to be fun.
We'll see.
I usually like the animal movies.
Well, if it's not a rat movie, we could watch a cat movie.
What kind of cat movie? Were you just trying to make a stupid rhyme?
Yeah.
You're just trying to rhyme terrible stuff?
Yeah.
With no meaning whatsoever. That's great.
Pretty much.
I love that. A great start
to
the episode.
Didn't we do cats, though?
We did do cats. So we already did a cat movie. We already did, like, the cat movie. What other cat movie is there?
I don't know.
Definitely other cat movies, but that's, like...
Catwoman. There's a lot of cats in that for that one scene.
That's, like, lower echelon. We already did upper echelon. So we don't need to, like, you know, bring ourselves down to that.
Okay.
Anyway, before we get into all of this... I'm Caleb.
I'm James.
You did that. See, you only did that because I cued you, though. You wouldn't have known because you didn't have any other cue. Like
it's
me
been a
saying
long time.
My name, I had to point, and then when I pointed, we got there. Podcasting, fellas. This is your first lesson in Podcasting 101.
You should point.
It's not say your name. It's point. Always point. We just learned earlier that this is an index finger.
Index.
We went over the fingers earlier.
It's not a pointer right finger. It's an index finger.
I was like, which finger is which again? We got this one and twos, threes.
You literally didn't know what your ring finger was called.
No, I forgot that rings existed. I was like, what do you call that one again? I was like, there's something for it, but what's the name? You were like, ring finger. I was like, yeah, those things.
Yeah, it's because people wear those.
Yeah, people do wear those, I think, as far as I know. Anyway, before we get into everything else, I want to thank Heather Mazurier.
Yeah, and I'm going to thank... Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I'm going to thank Kevin Schreffler, the Schreff man.
Did you say that right? This guy,
the Shref man.
I think we went over this guy's name before. You definitely like don't go by your first name. No one calls you Kevin. You definitely go by Shref, Shref man, Shrefler, Shrefmeister. what other Shrefs do we have? Shreffy Supreme.
the Shref King.
God, this guy. Ascend in all of your nicknames. Thanks, Shrefmeister. I would like to thank Madison.
Alley Cat, thank
Alley
you.
Alley Cat, thanks for pointing. Taylor Beckett.
Wait. Beckett's baguette.
Wait, you're a sandwich or a bread? Is a baguette a? Is this a bread?
Hang on, I can't even read the next one. Am I supposed to thank Beejiz?
That says B Jizzle.
B Jizzle. That is what that says.
We're ending it off that. Thanks, right, B Jizzle and Baguette.
B Jizzle, you got me.
What is happening today? None of these names are real. People are just fucking with us at this point. Like, this is crazy. I mean, like, obviously, B Jizzle. Like, come on. B Jizzle.
I mean, obviously, that's his God given name.
That's right? Obviously like government. I'm glad you got what I was getting at. Thank you, James. Thank you. So, yeah, we're discussing Saw, released in 2004. This is the James Wan film that started it all, man.
The Wan of it all.
The
right?
Wanage, dude. This is the Wan Wanage. Meister. This is the number one.
Thanks. I was
expecting you of all people to react heavily to that, and when you didn't, I was like, I'm just gonna wait a second. But actually, he has done something before this. He had a feature film called Steigen.
Okay.
I've never seen Steigen. I almost feel like I might have seen the cover before, but I can't even be 100% sure.
It sounds familiar, but yeah,
it seems vaguely familiar. I've never seen it. He directed it with Shannon Young, but you know that. I thought Saw was his first, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
I guess I was wrong. As for the rest of James Wan, I'm sure most are already familiar with his work, but for those that aren't, James Wan went on to direct Dead Silence, a movie that has previously been discussed on Horse Soup, and also features a puppet named Billy.
Mm-hmm.
So he has two Billy movies. I feel like that's like conflict of interest.
It does seem like somewhat of a conflict of interest.
You got fan coming up to you. They're like, dude, I love Billy so much. Which one?
Billy the Puppet. Yeah. Which
one is it? I love Billy the Puppet specifically. Yeah. They're both Billies and both puppets. Like, come on.
I mean, maybe we could look at the other Billy as somewhat of a detached origin of the Saw Billy.
Like a continuation of the Billy, or like,
or maybe
he's a part of it. Like his tail got detached, but then the tail grew into like a new Billy thing.
Yes.
Billimorphs.
Billimorphs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This makes a lot more sense to me, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, maybe he just didn't have the capacity to use the exact same puppet because it's like, oh, they're using that for Saw. Maybe it was a different production company or something. He couldn't use the same puppet. But in his mind, it's all the same. Billy is Billy.
Billy's just... But whatever Billy is, Billy ain't. Do you think he's Billy Zane? Do you think he could be, though? Do you think, like, all these Billy... No, okay, let's move on. I don't think it's Billy Zane.
It's not Billy
honestly,
Zane.
If I'm being completely honest. But yeah, there's another Billy. He did other iconic Blumhouse films, such as the Insidious and Conjuring films, and more recently, Malignant. Don't forget Aquaman. He did Aquaman.
He did Aquaman?
Yeah, he that was like a big thing. It was like James Wan. I think he did two of them, honestly.
Wow.
If I'm not wrong. Yeah, he's Aquaman before with a man. That's crazy. He also let's move on from James Wan. we'll get back to him.
From what we can tell, right? James Wan really great at starting franchises, it seems.
Yeah.
He makes a thing, and then the company says, oh, we're going to keep making that thing.
And then he kind of just leaves, and it's just like, all right, you guys do it. Yeah, he did two Aquamans. That's kind of why I was stalling a little
bit. Did do two Aquamans.
He did two Aquamans.
He did both of them.
Aquaman and Aquaman in the Lost Kingdom in 2023.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the Aquaman for sure.
That can't be
the first Aquaman
Malignant.
Was in 2018? That was 6 years ago?
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane. Okay, anyway. Saw was also written by a man named Lee Whannell alongside James Wan, and Lee has also worked on his fair share of Blumhouse flicks as both a writer and actor, and has also worked on films like The Bye-Bye Man, The Invisible Man, and Aquaman. I only wanted to speak on his man movies, if you couldn't tell. I just noticed he had a fair amount with man in the name, so...
He's got good man skills.
This is the only ones I cared about. He's also Adam in this movie. He's one of the main characters.
Oh!
Wait, you didn't know that?
No!
Yeah, no, that's the writer.
Okay.
He's one of the dudes that made the Saws.
Huh.
Yeah, man. That's the guy right there.
That's the guy.
And honestly, I kind of fuck with it. I mean, he killed it.
He's not bad at all.
He's pretty damn good. Yeah. I mean, like, he does, like, his fake death at one point, it sucks, but then he does a real fake death later, and I was like, oh, shit, no, you knew what you were doing. I like it. I like Adam. James Wan has also wrote a fair amount of films, including many of his own that we just mentioned, and of course, we can't forget James' favorite movie.
Oh.
You know what it is?
Paranormal Activity?
No, I think it's right behind you, all the way up at the top. To the left, all the way up.
Wait.
Yeah.
All the way up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
M3gan?
M3gan.
He wrote M3gan?
Yeah, of course he wrote M3gan.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know he wrote M3gan,
no,
dude?
No, I still didn't finish it. We started watching it in the hot tub that one day, and that's all I've seen of it.
I did start watching it. I saw it in theaters, and I actually didn't hate it as much as I thought that I would.
I
was
sent
fine.
You, they're making a life-size replica.
Yeah, you did send that to me. I ignored it.
It's like $500.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that whatsoever. I know you're interested in it. I might buy it for you for your birthday.
It just seems weird.
Why? Because it's like, because they're making Chucky dolls, basically, of Megan? I mean, that makes sense, right?
I guess. I don't know.
They do that with Chucky. I mean, why wouldn't they do that with M3gan?
Well, because what concerns me is that M3gan is more proportionally sized.
What do you mean? Like, it's like...
And it's life-size.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's not going to be a little Chucky doll. It's going to be, like, this big.
Is that how big it is?
It's as big as she is.
How big is she, though?
Isn't
she pretty small?
I guess I didn't watch the movie. All I saw was her dancing a lot, man.
Yeah, she did. I feel like she was pretty small in the movie, but honestly, now that I think about it, I don't remember.
I feel like it's going to be, like, 4 feet tall.
That's kind of... Well, if it's $500, I hope it is. I mean, I could buy a fucking animatronic of, like,
right,
I basically
have
a Megan animatronic, but, like, with a little, like, from Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The stabby lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, and that was, like, $100 or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
It's got to be at least as tall as her.
Yeah, I don't know how tall she is. Well, I guess I'll look that up right now. James Wan is also the reason that the Nun movies exist, so, I mean, that's very unfortunate.
Come on, James.
He might not necessarily be, like, directing them and whatnot, but he is the reason that they exist in this world.
I can't believe they made a second one, and I can't believe any of you idiots went out and saw it. I'm sorry for saying that, but it's just the truth.
Oh, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be whatsoever. The replica is 55 inches tall.
God damn it. And of course they're just going to say 55 inches. What the fuck is 55
four
inches?
Feet. That's okay. Over four feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't math.
What the fuck?
You expect me to divide by 12? Get the fuck out of here.
It's over 4 feet tall? That's big. Pretty large.
Big?
Yeah. Okay. What was the Nun 2 box office? Let's see how many people watch this. Jesus fucking Christ.
Can we stop the recording? I just want to go home now. I'm depressed.
$270 million after that first travesty? Oh my God.
There was literally one scene in
the first one made $366. You're telling me most of the people came back to see the second one? That's absolutely insane.
What's wrong with people?
I mean, the second has to be better than the first one, right? It can't be worse, can it?
The first one was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's probably... Yeah, it's definitely one of the worst movies I've
ever
seen.
It had one scene that I was like, oh, that was kind of cool, and then everything else was shit.
What scene was kind of cool?
I kind of liked it. I'm trying to remember exactly what happened.
You do, like, the bells on, like, the graveyard or something like that? Or no, that was Pet Sematary. That wasn't even this, was it?
No, that was Pet Sematary.
Yeah,
I think this was, like, there was, like, one scene where... I'm not going to remember. It's, like, people were going crazy inside the church, and then she, like, opens it up, and it's, like, just her in there or something. I can't remember.
I feel like I
but
know what you're talking about.
It was
about.
Like culty and scary for a second.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, if the whole movie's like this, it'll be good.
Like
and
all the nuns were like,
not.
They were like bleeding or like fucking with each other or something Then she was imagining all of it.
Right. Yeah. That moment, I was like, oh, this is intense.
That
I'm going to like
sucked.
This shit. And then the rest of it did not live up to that.
No, it's a terrible movie. It's so fucking bad. Okay, we'll get into the actors and whatnot. Shawnee Smith plays Amanda. We've previously seen her on Horror Soup as the star of the OG The Blob, where she plays the main character Meg alongside of Drama from Entourage.
Right.
Shout out Drama from Entourage. I forget his name again. I just had it and I lost it.
It's
Billy
Drama.
Zane. Danny Glover takes on the mantle of Detective David Tapp, which I will never call him that. I know I've said this in like every time that this is like a big actor or something, I'm just going to call them their name. But like, really, I cannot look at him. Even in like Lethal Weapon, like, I mean, I can.
He's still Danny Glover to me.
He's still Danny Glover. Like,
always.
Like, it's like, yeah, you're Murtaugh.
Mm-hmm.
But you're more Danny Glover than anything to me. Like, Danny Glover is just a character in and of himself, you know? I mean, I feel like he wasn't, like, Lethal Weapon enough in this, though. He had a couple moments where, like, his face was very, like, you know, very Murtaugh.
Yeah.
But
I agree. I wish they would have left him off the chain a little bit more.
For sure. And he definitely was. I mean, like, as far as, like, off-the-chain cops go in the movie, he's the one. Yeah. He's the one in the movie, 100%. I mean, he's off his fucking rocker. But we don't see enough of it. Like, we should see him going crazy a little more and just running around. And,
yeah.
Like,
no, I agree.
If he dropped a I'm too old for this shit, I would have lost my mind. Anyway.
Well, yeah. You know, at the time, he was probably doing everything he can to separate himself from that image.
Yeah.
At this moment, you know?
I really, like, he needs to be in more horror movies.
He's good at it.
He's really not in many, but, like, he should definitely be in more.
Yeah.
Glover's partner is Detective Steven Singh, and Mr. Ken Lung is the dude who's also, he plays him. He is him, and then he plays the guy. Tobin Bell is obviously most known for his iconic role as Louis Fell in the Daniel Farren's film, Eileen Wuornos, American Boogie Woman.
Oh, shit.
The iconic Daniel Farren's film, Eileen Wuornos, American Boogie Woman.
You heard it here.
Doc's wife is played by Monica Porter, who is also Emma in the 2009 The Last House on the Left remake. Doc's daughter is portrayed by Mackenzie Vega, and I obviously haven't even mentioned who Doc is, so we'll get to Doc real soon. Michael Emerson plays the weird guy Zed, and Saw had a budget of $1.2 million, made $103 million at the box office. I honestly thought it made a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, still a lot of people saw this, and I mean, they made a fuck ton of money off of a small budget, but I thought it was in like the couple hundred million, honestly.
Yeah.
That would have been my guess.
Well, I mean, Saw for me was my like yearly serialized movie, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they came out, every
Halloween.
Like 6 years or something, I think.
Yeah, and it was always at Halloween, so it was perfect like scary movie time, you know? Like 100%. Everybody was stoked about it. It was my whole childhood.
100%. Hard agree.
It's crazy.
The second Saw 2 only made $152 million. I thought it would have like doubled or tripled.
Yeah, I mean, especially considering how much they'd fucking went full send on these movies, I figured that it would have just kept making more and more money.
100%. I mean, it did. It definitely did. It made an extra $50 million, so obviously people liked it. It was a success, and they made more money. But like, I thought it would have like doubled or tripled for sure, for sure. So a little wild. Saw obviously has an R rating. It currently has a 3.6 out of 5 on Letterboxd, a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb, and a 50% by the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, and an 84% by the audience on Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually thought the Letterboxd would be higher just out of like pure nostalgia and like people being like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems kind of low.
But yeah, you know what I mean? With that, I think we can pretty much get into this. You got anything else, James?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we intro Saw with a man's drowning. He wakes up in a dirty-ass bathtub, chained to the wall in a shit-filled bathroom. It's dark as hell. Dude starts yelling for help. Another voice in the corner of the room answers him and goes, "Yelling won't help." And the guy's like, "I can't see anything. Where are the lights?" And the voice in the room goes, "I would have turned them on if only I could." And then all of like 7 seconds later, he goes, "Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, there's a light right here. There's just a light switch." What are you talking? You've been sitting here for how long now? And you couldn't turn the light, but then someone mentions it and you're like, "Oh, I've tried everything. I couldn't do it. Oh, wait, light switch."
Quite convenient.
It's great. It's amazing. I mean, Saw is nothing if not for convenience.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. The whole series plays off of convenience and just like hoping that things are going to go the exact way that you want them to. And they always do, basically.
Right.
They always do. Would never happen.
But can we already say we're already introduced to some of the mainstays of the Saw series? We're already introduced to dirty, grimy ass environments.
Yeah. What is up with horror movies and just like our iconic horror movies and just always having gross ass bathrooms? Like a gross bathroom will make a AAA title.
I know, a gross
bathroom in a horror movie, everyone's like, holy shit. That's what
shit.
Scary's like.
It's
that,
shit.
That's
we
what it's
love
like.
It.
Yeah. What is with that? There's a
I
lot
don't
of.
Know.
There honestly is kind of a lot of shit in this movie.
There is.
There's a lot of shit. They have a Dookie heart like written on the wall. Who did that? Did Jigsaw do that?
I guess.
Did he happen to find a bathroom that already had a heart in it? So he was like, I'm going to make that part of the clue. Or did you actually get a paintbrush and like smear shit on the
wall?
No, he
did it with his finger,
that's
man.
That's fucking sick, dude. That is so sick.
That's some Art the Clown level shit.
That very much is a thing. And so, yeah, you're right. Why did... I don't like that.
I know.
I hate shit in a movie.
It's so bad.
It pisses me off. Like, it just annoys me. It's not like it's scary or anything. It's just like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, man.
Why do
we
I
got,
need that?
And we also have the
murder
green...
isn't scary enough? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we already have the green filter on everything. Like, everything's green in Saw movies.
Everything is green. Why is everything so green?
I don't know.
I feel like a blue teal tint is usually a thing in movies, but like it is very on
the
green
Saw
side.
Saw movies are so green. I don't know if they're banking off of like CCTV, like night vision, and they're getting that adding that green graininess.
Does James Wan have other green movies?
I don't know. Saw's
I feel like
green.
Some of them could be
Saw's
a little
green.
Green
as fuck.
Hmm. Greens in movies. Anyway, eat your vegetables. When the lights get turned on, Bathtub Brow has the most disorient. Why'd I call him Bathtub Brow?
I don't know, but I like
I meant
it.
To call him Bro. So Bathroom Brow has the most disorienting reaction to a light being turned on as physically possible. It's like I'm going to say this at another point in the movie later, but it's like an animal like opening their eyes for the first time.
Yeah.
It's like your eyes were probably closed for the duration of a night's sleep. It's not that crazy. Like, obviously, you're going to be like a little bit like, oh, I'm waking up a little bit. Come on. Act like they were like blinded.
Well, they were drugged. They were drugged.
Yeah. I don't even know if I believe that. There's a lot that I don't believe about the setup to this, if I'm being completely honest. But anyway, the lights being turned on reveals a dead body with its face absolutely destroyed by a gunshot to the head in the middle of the room, and then a tape player in his hand. We find out that one of the men is Dr. Lawrence Gordon. He's played by Cary Elwes. When it's Elwes, is it just Els?
I don't know how to say it.
Okay. You might know him as Mayor Larry Klein from Stranger Things.
Uh-huh.
He's that dude that always has a cigar and sunglasses on.
Yeah.
The other guy is Adam. I already said he's portrayed by Lee Winnell. And they both realize that they don't know why they're there. I don't either. I'm not going to figure out why they are either, honestly. It doesn't really make sense.
Nope.
They don't know how they got there, any of the sort. They begin to look around the room for clues, and they realize that the clock in the room is the only thing that doesn't look like pure extracted Dookie. So they're like, oh, I guess that's new. There's a clue here. So as Doc is trying to open the door, Adam finds both a note and a tape in his pocket. And that's when Gordon checks his pocket, and then he's like, oh, I got an envelope.
Oh, shit.
He opens up this envelope. There's a tape, there's a key, and then one bullet. One single bullet. And he tries the key on his shackles. Doesn't work. By the way, they're shackled to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
He tries it. Doesn't work. He tosses the key to Adam. No dice. But both of these tapes say, play me. So they're like, all right, let's just check out this little tape. See what we got in here. Which I guess you're going to do in this situation. What else can you do? There's nothing else to do. So they grab the tape player. Or they attempt to grab the tape player.
It takes a while.
This is one of my first gripes. This is really just annoyed the shit out of me. Adam tries to reach for it to no avail. He's just like, oh, my arm won't stretch longer, obviously. So then Doc is like, well, try your shirt. You're wearing a flannel right now. So he takes off his flannel, and I guess he starts to... He tries to grab it, but I would also argue that he didn't try whatsoever.
Yeah.
He's holding the shirt by, like, the armpit seam.
Uh-huh.
And then trying to, like, throw it out to get the most length out of it.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, grabbing it at the end of the shirt like a normal person. And I get, and also, like, they're definitely just using camera tricks here and, like, trying to make it seem like it's further off than
right.
It is.
He can definitely reach it.
He could probably just grab it with his hands, realistically. It's, like, so obvious that he's just like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it, man. Like, that is one thing about Saw, I will say. It hits a little different rewatching it. Me and you talked about it right before. We used to think it was like a super like complex movie and like, you know, like the one that set it off, and it was like, oh, the first one's like actually pretty crazy. It's not just all traps, you know, it has like this complex twist and all this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it does. It has a good twist, but it's not complex. No. And none of it is like crafted well.
It's
like,
it's not that clever.
And the acting really isn't that great either, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is from some people. I think Adam fucking kills it.
Like Adam's good.
Adam kills it, but the acting is pretty. I mean, Doc, toward the end of this movie, he just turns into a zombie. He literally just turns into fucking ghost dad from Amityville. Like, same inflection, everything. He's just walking around. He's like, my family! Family! Like, he's trying to make, like, ghost noises. I don't know what he's doing. So, yeah, the acting isn't great. And it has problems, but it's still just so fun.
Well,
for
also
whatever reason.
In my mind, I remember it just being like this great example of like really cool narrative filmmaking or whatever, because I'm like, oh, but it all takes place in one room. It all takes place in one room. Fuck that. It doesn't take place in one room. We're constantly flashing out of the room.
It's
constantly.
Like, you know what I can compare it to perfectly? You remember that episode of Family Guy where Stewie and Brian are stuck in the bank vault with each other and they just have flashbacks the entire episode?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. That's all a first Saw movie is.
Yeah.
It's Brian and Stewie just stuck in a room and they're like, oh, my fucking phone doesn't work. Oh, shit, this phone only receives calls. It's like the Blair Witch, but in a fucking, in a little cell. Except it doesn't absolutely fucking suck.
With shit.
Yeah, with shit. Somehow the movie that's just in a cell with shit and is the Blair Witch is still way better than the Blair Witch. So much better. But yeah, I mean, it's a little weird rewatching it and like
it was strange.
Picking up on some stuff. You know? I mean, I still think it's good and I still like it. I still had fun watching it, but it's definitely like way more plot holes than I remember.
Right.
So many more plot holes than I remember. Like a metric fuck ton. The whole movie's a plot hole. Anyway. Key doesn't work. They grab the tape player. He eventually grabs it with the shirt is basically what happens. He finds like a necklace somewhere and he uses that to extend his reach that he could have just done if he used the shirt properly. But that's fine. He gets the player. He puts the tape in. And the man we will come to know as Jigsaw goes, hey, Adam, what's up, dog? You might die. Maybe not. See you later, homie.
Okay, that was Rick Sanchez.
Was that not what happened, though? Like 100% through and through? Just remember what I said right now, because that basically is exactly what Jigsaw says to Adam on the tape.
Yeah.
And this is like his game, you know, like this is an introduction to the game.
Everyone gets a game.
Everyone gets a game from the tape. And he goes, hey, Adam. All right. See you later, dude. you take pictures and shit. That's crazy. No, he just says like you're voyeuristic right now.
Yeah.
So we don't know that he takes pictures yet. Hey, Adam, you're voyeuristic. See ya. That's the game. What the fuck kind of game is that? What's the game? What's the goal? How do you play that?
I don't know.
So he doesn't have a fucking game.
I don't know what his goal
is. And we're
going
to talk about that way more later because I have so many issues with that. Like, so many issues with that. But then, Doc is like, okay, well, throw me the tape because that obviously didn't do anything. And Adam's like, no, you throw me the player. It's like, what is this going to do with you? He's going to beat you with a fucking tape player that he already threw to you earlier?
Right.
He already had the tape player first. He threw it to Adam right before this. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? Or vice versa. I don't know. There was something with, he had one of the things. Toss it to him, whatever. It pissed me off.
It was annoying.
Is the point. And also, he has a bullet. Does Adam know he has a bullet? Maybe he didn't tell him. I don't remember.
He didn't tell him he had
a bullet. He didn't tell me he had the bullet? Okay, no. That's what I kind of thought. Anyway, Adam eventually goes, I'm not going to risk breaking the player. You throw me your tape. And then he lets the thrown tape just completely bash itself all over the concrete. What?
I can't see shit.
When you put on those glasses?
The sun shifted.
Oh, it's you like, couldn't, and now like you right, can because of the glasses? Okay, for people on that aren't watching, James just put on glasses and just looked right at me and said, I can't see shit.
I had to. I
thought you were, like, blinded or something.
I was.
I thought, like, you accidentally spilled bleach in your eyes, like, right now somehow.
Basically.
And you just put those glasses on, you're like, well, now I'm blind. This is my life now.
This is my life now.
Anyway, that was a ridiculous sidetrack. That was absolutely insane. he puts the tape in and he goes, Doc's tape is like, all right, here's your game, Doc. You have until 6 on the clock to kill Adam. That's the game. And the little hand is right past the 10. He has a goal. He gets an actual game. You know, like he could play that. He has a bullet and like a key in his pocket so he could figure the fuck out. One of the little hand is right past 10. Big Hand is right past 7, so it's safe to assume that the game, they have, you know, right under 55 minutes, right?
Right.
So we find out that the man in the room was poisoned, so he chose to shoot himself. Eventually, Jigsaw says that X marks the spot, and then he mentions a couple of girls' names. He says they'll die if he doesn't kill Adam, so it's safe to assume at this point those are Doc's family members.
Right.
He's going to start freaking out a little bit soon, but honestly, not that much. Like, I feel like he's pretty calm.
Yeah, he's pretty chill for a while.
For knowing that his... that they know, you know, his family members' names, and mm-hmm. they could very well kill him. They obviously drugged you and took you here, so
yep,
they probably have that capability. Adam at one point suggests that it could all just be a joke. Like, Ashton Kutcher is just going to walk in.
Oh, yeah,
be like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It's fucking prank, dude.
Punked.
Same thing.
You've been X'd, punk.
You've been X'd, you fucking nerd. I chained you into this fucking dookie cave.
Isn't that funny?
Dude, if I was ever in this situation and Ashton Kutcher just ran in, I would shoot him immediately. I would get to that gun. The second they unchained me, I would get to that gun, I'd grab my one bullet, and I'd shoot him. Are you fucking kidding me?
Wasn't that a good prank?
Punked has gone too far. So Jigsaw mentioned something about a heart, and then they find a shit-smeared heart next to the toilet, and then Adam reaches his hand directly into the shit-filled toilet. Instead of just taking off the lid like a normal person would.
I mean, yeah, even me watching this, I was like, open the lid first, right? Like, that's the
if it's not in the lid, then I guess my right. last choice is to go in there.
And the heart is on the tank. The heart's not necessarily on the lid, but it's on the tank. It's not yeah. on the bowl.
It's not what you're flushing down the toilet. You're not flushing the heart down the toilet. What do you think the heart is? I guess in this room, the heart might be that, but right. that's sick.
So, I mean, everyone's first reaction should have been to open the tank first.
I think Doc was even looking at him like, what are you doing, dude? Like, this, because right after he does it and he has, like, it's just brown all over his hand. Like, it's so fucking gross.
So gross.
It is so gross. And Doc's like, well, the top of the toilet. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And then when he opens the top, the first thing he does... is that he doesn't wipe his hand off in the assumedly clean water that's in the top of the toilet.
At least cleaner water, right?
At least cleaner. At the very least, cleaner. And then he pulls, like, some shirts out of there. Doesn't wipe his hand off on that either. He nope. just spends the rest of this movie with shit on his hand. Oh, it's so aggravating, dude. Like, that is one of the most aggravating parts of the movie. Easily. I don't care if I'm playing a game where I'm about to die and time is, like, of the essence. I'm wiping the shit off my hand before I do anything.
You're right.
There's no way. I don't care what's on the line. I don't care if my family's right next to me and I have the choice of wiping the shit off my hand first or saving them. What, I'm going to save my family with shit on my hands? Would they even want to survive after that? That is so insane. Oh, it's fucking aggravating, dude. Fucking aggravating. Anyway, where we at? He finds a couple saws inside of the shirt, and they try to saw into their chains. Doesn't work.
Yeah, no, everybody knew that wasn't going to work.
Well, yeah, but everyone didn't know that Adam was just going to beat his saw's ass in the process, like, just destroy it. Like, what, you're not going to still use that?
You would think.
You're in here with nothing else. You might need that saw for yeah. later, but no, guess not. Sorry, I have to burp. Anyway, he finds these saws. Doesn't work. Breaks it. He breaks a mirror and leaves some broken glass on the floor in the process. That'll come back in a little bit. Doc eventually gives his name's Donk. I would give him that. Doc gives up as well. He realizes that he doesn't think Jigsaw wants them to cut through the chains. He wants them to cut through their feet.
Oh, shit.
So that's pretty tough, man. After he says that, he's like, I think I know who it is. Well, you didn't get it before. The fact that, like, all the clues that he starts to spit off, and he's like, huh, I wonder who it might be. You knew who this was the second you woke up in here, if you fucking knew all this background. You were under investigation, and took him like 20 minutes to be like, you know what? I just remember that I'm currently under investigation
for this guy
for doing these exact crimes. And he's like, huh, it just seems so peculiar. This might be it. This guy's such a fucking moron. Like, it's crazy. He deserves to lose the game, if not for just that. The fact that this guy wins, the fact that this guy wins is a crime in of itself. That's so crazy. So he's like, huh, I think it's someone that the police have been looking for. And then he goes on to say,
I'm the suspect of a crime, and the actual criminal murdered some people in a game-like fashion, and then he goes back to a flashback. And we see Danny Glover for the first time. He finds the corpse of a man who's been absolutely destroyed in the middle of, like, a razor wire cage. The fact that Doc forgot about that. The most insane killings in the world.
Yeah, this one,
he's involved.
I think this one stuck with me the most out of any Saw scene.
It's crazy.
Is this one. And it's crazy that it's the first one, really. It's the first one that's shown.
Yeah, you know? It is.
Like, this is the first trap that we full-on see play out or whatever. And, like, I remember it well. I do not forget that fat man crawling through razor wire.
I get that scene mixed up with this movie, Untraceable. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, I don't think so.
It's with Colin Hanks. I think it was that Hanks. Colin Hanks. He's the one that was in Dexter, right? He was, like, one of the killers
on it.
Yeah. Colin Hanks is in it. I can't remember who the female lead is, but it's pretty much they're trying to find a serial killer who's, like, doing a game. He basically is, like, doing, like, a live 4chan streaming of, like, murdering people. And I feel like this kill was very similar. They probably took it from Saw, to be fair.
Yeah, probably.
But I feel like it was around, I think it was, like, 2008-ish or 7, something like that.
Sure.
I really like that movie. It's also very long, and it's fucking dramatic as all and insane, but it's... It's fun. We should do Untraceable.
Untraceable.
I think that would be a fun follow up to Saw. But we're doing rats, so don't get silly, people. So yeah, that guy was given 2 hours to try and escape the dude in the razor wire. But he died amidst the razor wire trap. He pretty much just had to, like, run through razors.
Yeah.
To, like, get to, like, I don't know, a button or something. Like, yeah. There was no winning that game.
No, that one was messed up. And the whole thing, it was because he was a suicide attempt.
Yeah, what is up with all
these? It's so fucked up,
right? All Jigsaw's reasons. I mean, I want to get into that later, but we can get into that now just because of how insane that one is. All of his reasons for grabbing people and putting them in here they're baffling. They make no sense. He's like, you need to value your life more, so I'm going to get, like, you think he's going to get, like, bad people, like he's going to do Dexter shit, you know,
right,
put bad people
in
there.
Right.
But no, he kidnaps, okay, Doc, he's a cheater.
Right.
Cheats on his wife. Aren't those everywhere? How did you decide to pick this one specific one? Is it because he's also a doctor that works at, like, you know, the place where Jigsaw has spoiler cancer? Like, is that what it is? Just because he's a doctor, he's like, well, you're cheating and you're in front of me. So
yeah, and he was kind of a dick to him.
Yeah, like I'm sure there were many other doctors
there
who were dicks to him.
No, dude, I think that's really what it comes down to with Jigsaw.
Honestly, if anyone's slightly a dick to him, he does decide to just put them in a Saw game.
If they're kind of a dick, he's like, well, fuck you then.
That's really all it is. But what did Adam do?
I don't know. That's the biggest question of them all.
And then this is other thing, too. Like, Jigsaw will just be like, you know what? This Doc's wife and kid, they're involved now, too, because Doctor was a dick to me once.
I know, right? They deserve to die now.
Yeah, they deserve to just get murdered and have, like, the worst... Like, this kid needs to be traumatized before being murdered. All because Doc was a cheater and then was a dick sometimes. Like, it definitely wasn't about him being a cheater. He just threw that in. He was like, well, you're unfaithful. But really, it's just because he's a dick.
Yeah.
But Adam didn't even do... Adam just takes pictures of people. Adam's basically a private eye is what we're going to come to learn.
It really is just like...
But he's not even a full private eye. Like, he literally just takes the pictures and is like, here you go.
Yeah, Jigsaw just has his own sense of morality. And if you exist outside of that, he decides you should be in a game.
I think it's in the sequel. I think it's 2, where that other dude's like... Or when Jigsaw's talking to him, he's like, oh, yeah, well, you're in here because you don't appreciate life. And he's just like, well, you kidnapped my son. My son appreciates life. And he's like... Well, do you? It's like, what do you mean? That's not, you didn't answer the, you're just flipping it around. He's just
that's
being,
what I'm saying.
He's just being a middle schooler about it. He's like, well, you suck though.
He's really, I see him as just, cause he's, maybe it's cause he's old. I just see him as like a dad or a grandpa who's just like, has this stupid dad logic about everything.
He has Clint Eastwood logic about everything.
Exactly.
He's just like, no, you pissed me off. So you're an asshole. But he's like, but that one over there did the same thing. I like you. Cause I don't know. You're kind of cool. Like, what is this logic? It's baffling. It is absolutely baffling. I don't get it, but whatever. So yeah, Doc then says that the Jigsaw Man is not technically a murderer, which is a crazy take. He's like, well, he's not technically a murderer because he technically didn't kill anyone. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Jonestown? Charles Manson?
I was going to say,
any
this
other
like,
cult?
Like, this is a bad take.
What fucking argument is this? This is a terrible take.
It's almost like he's a little apologetic for...
Yeah, I mean, like...
Like, do you wish you were the one responsible?
Well, also, you're getting accused of this.
Right.
So, like,
should you be on the side where you're like, well, he's not technically doing anything. Like, you look very guilty right now, bud.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like he's upset that he's not guilty.
Right? Like, you should be fighting against this guy.
He was Jigsaw.
He definitely should be fighting against this guy, but he's not. He's on his side somehow this whole time. Like, he's just like, yeah, Jigsaw's the best. When he kidnapped my wife and my daughter, that was so cool.
That was awesome.
What is up with this fucking guy, dude? Like, Doc is not selling it for me. Anyway, we flash back to another dude who had flammable jelly smeared all over himself, and then he was supposed to open a safe that had a candle next to it to escape.
That one's pretty crazy, too, man.
There's, like, in the world of Saw, like, there are things that you can escape from, and sometimes he's just like, oh, the answer was right there, and you just fucked up, you know? And, like, you could have easily got out, but it's just something so stupid that no one would ever think of it, you know?
Right.
But then other times, like, there's just no escaping.
This one, there's no way.
You're just gonna lose.
There's no way, dude. There's too many options. And the way Jigsaw just says, the code is on the wall. And there's the every inch of wall is covered in numbers. It's like, you motherfucker.
He wasn't lying, though. Code probably was on the wall. What do you do with that? I mean, could he have just, like, that safe wasn't too big. Could he have just, like, pushed the safe over? Just, like, put the candle out?
Oh, maybe.
Wasn't the candle just, like, right behind the safe?
You might have been able to put the candle out. I mean, he was holding the candle, too, though, to be able to read the walls because it was dark in the room.
Oh, yeah. I would just guess for a while. How much time did he have on that one?
I can't remember.
Depending on how
you're right, though. Just sitting and putting in random numbers is probably going to be more likely to get it than trying to read the wall.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take fucking forever. But I don't remember how much time he had. If he had unlimited time, he probably didn't. But, no. I mean, I don't know. That's pretty crazy. Anyway, we flashback again. There's so many flashbacks in this movie. It's nothing but flashbacks. It's not. I mean, there's flashbacks in the other ones, I believe, but definitely not as many.
Doesn't feel like this.
No, there's a lot. So we flashback to Doc and a man named John, who of the witch has cancer, very bad cancer. And as he's about to get further into his story about the patient, Doc, that is, Doc is like, you got to head to your office, bud. And he walks in and Danny Glover and his partner are waiting for him. And his partner is, he's also Admiral Statura in Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Episode 8. I do remember him in that. And he's also Yaren in Old.
Oh, I didn't watch Shyamalan. Old.
I do kind of like Old. It's not that great, but it's fine. They asked where he was between certain hours the previous night, Doc, that is. And they're like, murder. Penlight, murder.
Penlight.
That's what they said. They pointed at him. You,
at least they remembered to point.
You, Penlight, murder. And then they're like, yeah, we found your pen at the scene of the crime. And he's like, I'm innocent. I was having an affair. And then his alibi panned out. So they're like, all right, you son of a bitch. Why is that always the alibi? Every episode of Secret, or I mean, not Secret, Special Victims Unit, they're just like, what? I was just cheating on my wife. What do you mean? I didn't kill that guy. I was just fucking this girl over there. Go call her.
This Saw specifically, like, just made me think a lot because I recently had watched that goddamn Hellraiser movie with the guy from That's Mayhem. That's basically just a Saw movie.
No, that's a prequel to Law and Order Special Victims Unit. It's the best prequel ever. The best prequel in the history of prequels.
And so, like, the whole time I'm watching this and I'm like, of course he's leaving it with his wife. He's just like the guy in that fucking Hellraiser movie.
Yeah, that is exactly like that. What a good take. What a good catch. So we then meet another victim of the killings who probably has the most iconic trap on her, like, in the franchise, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, that reverse bear trap. When you think of Saw, do you think of anything else except for that? That's the first thing that comes to mind.
100%.
And, like, honestly, like, when I think back to it, too, it's in some of the sequels as well, right?
In,
like,
my mind, that was always in the second movie, but I guess it's in the first fucking movie.
I thought it was, too. Okay, that's what I was getting into right now. Yeah. I thought that was the second one, and not only that, I thought there was a lot more of it. It might also be in the second. It's been
maybe
a while
it gets
since
reused.
I've seen the second.
Yeah.
It has to. There's no way this is the only time we see it in the movie.
I know.
Because doesn't it actually blow someone's head up at some point?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure in... God, people like that really like the Saw series are listening to this right now. They're like, you son of a bitch. It definitely has to happen in one of the sequels. Surprisingly, this is one of the times where someone made us do a AAA title, and I am kind of like, fuck, I kind of want to do the sequels now. That happened with Child's Play. That happened before, but I don't know if I don't want to do all of them. A friend, a Yu-Gi-Oh friend recently told me that Saw 10, the newest one.
Yeah.
They said best in the franchise.
I'd be interested in watching it. I always give Saw movies a chance. That's the thing about him. I will always give him a chance. And I gave fucking Spiral a chance.
I feel like I heard Spiral sucked. Huh? That
Spiral
was,
fucking
who
sucked.
Was in Spiral?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. There we go. Yep. Was he the bad part of it, or what was bad about it?
He wasn't even necessarily the bad part, honestly. The story's terrible, man. Spiral's so bad.
Is
and
Tobin
like,
Bell in it?
Nope.
No flashback or anything?
They do everything they can to say, this is not Jigsaw.
Okay.
It's some form of copycat.
Oh, I knew it was going to be that. I figured it was going to be that. I haven't seen Spiral, and I never looked up anything about it, but I always just kind of figured it was a copycat movie. Because what else do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, after he's fucking dead, you know, and you already, so like, exhausted dumb. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's is a copycat.
Yeah, as a copycat.
That's funny.
I gave Jigsaw a chance, like the prequel.
Yes.
That sucked, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that. Was Tobin Bell in that? Was it like young Tobin Bell?
No, I think he's in it. If I'm remembering correctly, he's in it current day in like flashes.
Okay.
But most of it takes place still after he's dead, and they're like discovering his original prototype traps.
Wait.
If I'm remembering correctly.
I said it was a prequel.
It is.
What?
They're discovering his... Well, they're discovering his prototypes, and then it like flashes back to like him killing people before he really became.
So the prequel
Jigsaw.
Part of it is just the flashbacks, but the movie's
right.
real time after he dies. But then it's flashback prequel flashbacks.
If I'm remembering correctly, yes,
that's aggravating
because there's so much of it that's like about the blueprints of the machines and all the different stuff that he built. Like they're finding them in current day, and then. Like showing you how they were used previously.
Science has gone too far. That's absolutely
I
insane.
Also could be having the worst take ever.
This just isn't the movie whatsoever. Nope. Everyone's listening is like, that's none of
that's
that happened.
That's not what happened to Jigsaw, you fucking idiot.
You're explaining the plot of like Freddy versus Jason. He's like, yeah, you're explaining the plot of Rocky. Like, yeah, and then at the end, you know, that song, like, best around.
Yeah, that's the one.
See, Rocky. So we then meet another victim of the killings who, I already said that, this is the trap with the trap part. Yeah, I was halfway through that paragraph. Anyway, it's the reverse bear trap. We see Jigsaw. He's a puppet. He's a puppet with pronounced cheeks, and he has like the Target logo on each of his cheeks. I mean, everyone knows what he looks like, but just for this couple people that don't, maybe.
He's got big cheeks.
Big old cheeks. The girl's flashback continues, and much like Doc's situation, there was a male's body in the room with her, and he was holding a knife, but odd enough, the man wasn't dead. He was alive. He was paralyzed due to being drugged, and then she had to murder him and then dig into his body to find a key, and then she gets the reverse bear trap over her head just in time before she gets murdered.
Yeah, but it seems like she told the police that he was already dead.
Yeah. It seemed like
She didn't let that part be known.
But I mean, really, I mean, could you... If you're in this situation, can you really be that held accountable for that?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. Like, how does that pan out?
I don't
out?
Know.
I mean, if I literally thought the guy was dead.
Right.
But he was paralyzed and I had to dig through his body because someone put a fucking bear trap on my head. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting out for that, right?
I don't know, man.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm a psycho.
Well, I mean, she's the introduction of a character that we will know later in the franchise.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, Jigsaw ends up coming out after she doesn't die. He just strolls in on his tiny little bicicleta, and then he congratulates her, and then he says like something like, "Oh, somewhere and grateful to be alive, but not you now." And then it flashes to like her in the police station. She's like, "I'm grateful now. I'm grateful." Like, what? There's no fucking way that anyone would be grateful to live after that.
No, it's insane.
Like,
I do wish that he would give a little bit more pizzazz whenever somebody wins a game. Like maybe some music, some confetti, like
that would be amazing. Why isn't there
the
like
puppet
music?
Comes out and it's like
they get just real killer clowns with it. That would actually be incredible. By the way, everyone, Killer Clowns game is coming out. I think next month or the month after. Yeah, so everyone, get ready. Add me on PlayStation because I'm gonna be playing the fuck out of that. Anyway, this is why I wrote down that this is like the Family Guy episode. Danny nice. Glover then talks to a man, and he's like, "Hey, Mandy, you're a drug addict, right? Do you think he like picked you? Why do you think he picked you? Is that why? Because you're a drug addict? You grateful?" She's like, "He helped me. He helped me." So what? You don't do drugs now? You're going to do more drugs after this.
Oh, so many drugs. All
if
the
I
drugs.
Didn't do drugs before this, I'm doing drugs Seriously. After this. Like, I'm immediately walking to the nearest corner.
After you've had a bear trap strapped to your face.
Yeah, I'm buying meth, like, the second I leave this place. Like, I'm buying so much meth and doing all of it. Like, that's insane. So after some mental mind games, Adam realized that there's a two-way mirror in the room, and then behind the mirror is a camera. Fuck the camera, though. Doc's daughter had a bad dream in the flashback. That's what we're going to focus on.
No way.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, can you check the room for the monsters? And he checks, and then he gets called into work. But before he leaves, his daughter's like, are you going to leave me and my mom? And he's like, what? What are you talking about? Why would you ever get that? Where'd you get that from? She's like, I don't know. I just did. He's like, that would never happen. Then he leaves off to work. The second he walks out, his wife goes, bitch, you are not happy. Our marriage fucking sucks. And then you just pan back to the dog who's just sitting there just like, huh, I wonder where I got that from. Like, this dude is so fucking oblivious to everything around him. Where would you ever hear that? It's like my parents ask me, like, oh, what we don't argue, right? Just pan back to me in my room, just putting my headphones on where they're like screaming and throwing shit around the house. I'm like, what? You had a great time growing up.
You had a great childhood.
What would ever make you think we're getting a divorce? So back in the room, Doc tosses his wallet to Adam to show off his wife and kids. And Adam finds a picture of his wife and daughter tied up and duct taped. And it says, like, regards with an X next to it. First, I thought Jigsaw was calling them regards. It took me a second to come to my senses and stop being a middle schooler about the situation. And I was like, oh, it says regards, comma. Like, with regards. But I am a child, so I did not think that's what that said. And I was like, he's just roasting him now?
Ouch.
Like, that's crazy. So back to fucking flashback again. We're at Doc's house. An old man real Jigsaw pops out of the closet in a blanket. Michael Myers Halloween style, like, just a blanket over his head. He's like, booga, booga, booga. And he takes both Doc's wife and then daughter. And then what we see next is Jigsaw checking the heartbeat of the two girls. And he's just like waving a gun around at him. Or what we think is Jigsaw, I guess.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
It isn't actually Jigsaw, but what we think is.
Right.
He then opens the blinds and we see someone else looking at the whole thing through a camera. And that someone is Danny Glover. Not at all what I remembered. Danny Glover, who still thinks he's hot on Doc's tail. And this is also so confusing because, like, this is happening real time, but it seems like a flashback.
Yeah.
Very much you think it's a flashback, but it's not. It's actually happening right now because so much happens in between this. You don't even know why, like, Danny Glover is so hot on Doc's tail. He's like, this is fucking him. Like, he kind of has some evidence against him, but not that much.
No.
Where he's like, you know, fucking doing the Charlie Day, like, you know, like putting like pins and needles on the wall with strings attached to it. It's like, what did Doc do? He had a pen there? Like, that was it?
Yep.
That was the whole thing. So also tell me, in this scene, did you think that Danny Glover really resembled Heidi and Skinner? Because that is all I can think of. And I think it's so convenient that the Skinner episode, we did the Skinner episode like a year ago, but it just came out to like the general public last week.
I'm coming for you, Jigsaw.
Dude, he's like,
I'm gonna find you.
I never should have let you go. You're a creature of habit, Doc.
You're a creature of habit.
It was all I was thinking. His inflection was just like Heidi. I never should have let you go.
That's amazing.
It was so crazy. I wanted to watch Skinner immediately after this scene ending. So we now see Danny Glover in real time doing an overview of Amanda's near-death evidence tape, which also, actually, this wasn't real time. They made this seem like real time, but this was in the past.
Right, right.
So, because he's not even a cop anymore is what we'll come to figure
out.
The whole movie think he's a cop, and then at the end, they're like, oh, he's not a fucking cop. He went crazy. So, hey, you're supposed to help me out when I take a sip. Now everyone heard my sip, man.
Sip me.
What? Pause. No ditty, bro. No ditty. That's crazy. So they're looking over Amanda's near-death evidence tape where Jigsaw discusses the bear trap. And while watching back this tape, he notices some tagging on a wall in the background. And he's like, Sing, come over here. They listen. They hear a clue. I honestly don't even know what they heard. What did they hear?
I didn't pick up on the sounds.
It was so muffled.
The graffiti was like some small gang that only had like four blocks of area.
Yes, so I do remember
like,
that.
They're like, we can narrow that down. So I get that.
I don't know what the noise that they heard was, and I don't know how that was a clue.
Yeah.
So you didn't get anything out of that either.
No, I didn't. Okay, get, I didn't pick up on what the noise was.
Okay, very good to know that that was just muffled fucking noise that I was supposed to understand that I didn't whatsoever.
Also, this is 2004 technology we're talking about here. Like,
just switched to digital. This probably wasn't. I don't think this was digitally shot, right?
Yeah, probably not.
I doubt it. It was probably still in film.
Looked too good.
Yeah, anyway, they find out what factory that they assume Jigsaw is hiding in, factory, quote unquote, and they head to the location where they find a complicated murder planning bunker. And in this bunker, they find the Billy Puppet in all its glory. And while they're investigating in the bunker, they hear the elevator begin to lift up, and they hear a man making struggle noises. And this is when old man real Jigsaw returns. Well, I guess not, but kind of. And then he lifts up a blanket, revealing a man named Jeff.
Jeff?
And Jeff is in the middle of a trip.
Jeff?
Jeff is being tripped. And they try to make Jigsaw, quote-unquote, freeze. But before he does, he starts the trap that will kill Jeff.
Oh, shit.
Could you imagine doing all of this just to save your life?
No.
There's no fucking way. I mean, this guy, he's one of the only ones that I feel like, okay, in this movie specifically, deserves it the most. He was willing to murder a woman and a child and then some other random guy and set up all these traps just to save his life.
Yeah.
That's not something that a normal person would be willing to do.
No.
Like, you tell me, it's like, all right, save your life or kill a mother and her child. Kill me. Like, I'm not fucking doing your dirty work, you asshole. Like, what are we talking about? So Zep kind of is a piece of shit. That's Zep under that. He's quote unquote real Jigsaw that I'm referring to.
Zep, yeah. Which is, fuck.
We didn't really mention him. He was just... Oh, he's Michael something. Michael...
I was trying to think. He's in Lost. What's his name in Lost?
Michael Emerson.
Bill or something?
I didn't say he was in Lost. He's in something else as well. I know I wrote down somewhere, but I don't have it on me right now. He's Ben.
Ben Linus. That's right.
Ben Linus, exactly. What else was he in that I recognized him from? Generator Rex. I forgot that was a thing. Do you remember that?
No.
That was a cartoon, and I would not have remembered that existed unless I saw it right now. Yeah, I'm not going to find it at the moment. Oh, he's in that movie Unfaithful. There was something. Don't care. Not that important.
Ben Linus.
Ben Linus himself. Yeah, and Zep. We didn't really talk about Zep. He was just like, he's literally only tied into this because he is also a doctor. He like walked in the room as... Doc was telling all the patients about Jigsaw, actual real Jigsaw at one point. And then he was just like, oh, that guy, he's a interesting guy.
He's actually really nice, man.
Yeah. So why did he pick him? He said he was nice. Why'd he pick Zep? Because he thought he was nice. So he's like, oh, he's nice enough to kill people for me.
I guess.
Is that what it is? I don't really get it. Yeah, I don't get a lot of his choices anyway. Yeah. So they're trying to find the key to stop Jeff from dying.
Yeah.
And they can't find the key. Eventually, he just shoots off the murder mechanisms of the trap, saving Jeff.
Pee-pee.
Sing, that is. He shoots him off. And as this is happening, Jigsaw slits Danny Glover's throat.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
It just makes a run for it, which is pretty crazy. And Sing follows. And surprisingly, Danny Glover isn't dead yet. No. He's kind of just walking around with his fucking throat slit.
Yeah.
And Sing is chasing Jigsaw. He puts a bullet in his leg in the alleyway. And then kind of stops him. And then as Danny Glover is still running around doing his thing, on the other side of things, seeing over here in this alleyway, he walks near a tripwire. And that tripwire just blasts him with a shotgun.
That shotgun, man.
He got decimated by that.
Destroyed.
Mm-hmm. So man's gone. All because of a pulley string. I'd be pretty pissed if I died to a pulley string.
Dude, all because he didn't step over.
Right? Yeah, I mean, he could have just like... mistake just went right over it and just right. Not went by it. How do the trip traps always work? So with that, Zep gets away and Danny Glover lives, albeit with a giant scar in his neck now. And then we see that Danny Glover basically has lost his mind and is talking to newspaper clippings of his partner Sing, who is dead.
Yeah.
So yeah, now Danny Glover is not a member of the police force.
Full Heidi.
Mm-hmm. A creature of habit, Sing. Come back to me. So we finally head back to the room where Doc and Adam are still trying to figure out how to beat the game. And this is when Adam tells Doc to turn off the lights. And when they do, there's a giant X on the wall that apparently they couldn't see before because the light hadn't charged the glow-in-the-dark paint.
Yeah.
I kind of briefly tried to look that up, but I didn't care enough to fully go into it. I feel like that maybe might make sense, but I feel
there's
like it
truth
also
to that.
I feel like, I know there's like that. Some truth yeah. to that, but to the extent that it was, I don't know that I believe, and I didn't want to like go that deep into it.
It seems really bright when they turn off
very
the
bright.
Like there's a light.
Like there's an
it.
Actual like the LED. It's as bright as the LED lights that are above them.
Yeah,
or not the LED lights, like those big old fucking tube lights.
Yeah, fluorescents.
Yes. So I don't buy that light can charge glow in the dark paint that much.
Yeah,
that I'm not buying.
It's pretty intense.
So eventually, after some searching, Doc finds a box, and that box contains a cell phone, a cigarette, two cigarettes. And immediately upon seeing the cigarette, Adam wants it. And Doc's like, he makes a pretty good point. He's like, do you really want to put something in your mouth that was in this shitty room? You really want to do that?
I don't think I could, man.
And even after that being pointed out to him, Adam's like, yeah, I'll risk it. It's fucking sick, dude. This guy deserves to die. So Doc tries to use the phone to call for help, but he finds out that it only receives calls. And this is when Doc has a brain blast. And he's like, you know what? I was in a similar situation the night before. How do you keep just remembering this like randomly?
I know,
like, oh,
right?
I didn't remember that this exact same thing happened to me yesterday. What the fuck? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
The other stuff was still pretty recent, so that's mm-hmm. crazy. But this was last night. This was last fucking night, dude. Holy shit, I hate this guy so
yeah.
much. Oh, would have never remembered this. This didn't happen last night. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. So yeah, he's like, I was in this parking lot. You know, this is our parking structure. And I tried my cell phone, it didn't work. No, I tried a payphone first to make a call, and it didn't work. And then I pulled out my cell phone, which I... the fuck was that?
None of that seems to make sense.
And then... he's like, and as I'm trying to make the call, some pig man pops out of the backseat of my car. He just ambushed me. And I just remembered this.
Like one of the most traumatizing experiences of your entire life. You're like, oh yeah, this did happen, didn't it?
This is just like that time that Miguel thought fucking Helen Keller was Anne Frank. This is like the same exact thing. This is so insane. I just don't get it. Anyway... like, yeah, so that happened. Adam's like, all right, you're fucking weird. And then Doc's like, you know what? Now that I remember this, I'm suspicious of you. I'm sorry. I'd be so suspicious of Doc at this point. Like, you're fucking doing this. You don't remember this pig guy attacking you? The fuck are we talking about?
You're just making shit up at this point, Doc.
He's like, how did you know to turn off these lights? And he's like, all right, dude, let me spill it to you. He doesn't want to tell him at first, but he's like, look, I found this picture. Your wife and daughter are currently tied up.
Yeah.
And kidnapped. And there's some clues on the back of this. And then Doc is like, oh, fuck. Oh, God. Starts freaking out. And he hatches.
This doesn't make Adam look good, though.
No, not
Why
at all.
Why would
Hiding
you hold
that-
on to that? It's weird that he holds on to that.
I guess I get his thing. He was trying to be a good person, you know? He was trying
right,
to, like,
not
like,
don't
worry
make
him,
him freak out, right?
But at like, the same time, like, I
now,
don't know.
Now, if I'm Doc, I'm like, oh, you were in on this the whole time. You've just been holding that picture in your pocket. Like,
100%.
All of this other shit that you're saying is bullshit. Like, yeah. I don't believe a word you're saying anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He probably should have just looked at him, too, while he was, like, messing with his wallet, you know?
Right.
Probably catch any clues when you're just in a room with someone that's also chained up.
You could kind of tell that he took something out of your wallet.
Figure some stuff out. Like, come on. So, Doc hatches this plan to rub the cigarette in poison blood because we found out that the person that shot themselves in the middle of the room had poison in their blood.
Do we love this or do we hate this?
Oh, I absolutely hate it.
Okay,
I think, like, I know
God.
That he doesn't go through with that and that doesn't end up, you know, being the thing that happens.
Right.
But the fact that, like, that was going to be his out and, you know, there was a possibility that they could have looked at him and been like, oh, he's actually dead because he smoked the poison cigarette. You're telling me the other guy knew he had poison in his blood, but he had enough time to shoot himself, but this dude goes to smoke a cigarette and then starts seizing immediately. Like, I would be worried about that because I'd be like, well, how do I know what kind of poison this is? How do I know when to react and how long it's going to take
right.
to hit me? But no, the cigarette thing, I guess, and also, how do I know that is the poison just in every bit of blood?
I guess.
It's going to come out? Is that how it works? You
That's
shoot yourself and then
works.
All the blood that comes out of your body is automatically poison blood because you were poisoned? If you weren't dead from the poison yet and then you shoot yourself, doesn't a lot of that blood that isn't poisoned yet leave your body? Isn't that... I could be completely fucking wrong. I obviously don't know how it works when you're poisoned and shoot yourself, but I just feel like this
you're
doesn't
raising
make...
some great questions
I
that a
like
medical doctor... should have had understanding of.
I wish Elena was here right now, because I feel like she could have answered this in a weird way. Like, she would have had at least some type of insight that could have pointed us into it in the right direction for this, because I just don't get this at all.
Which really, it all adds up to the setup, as clever as the setup is, two guys in a room with a guy in the middle that's dead.
Is it gay?
It's not gay.
What's the question?
The setup isn't that believable.
In what context? Sorry.
Because, like, once we start asking all these questions, like, is that even how poison works? Why would he do this? What are, like, the second that you start actually applying logic to the Saw trap, the original Saw trap.
Yes.
It's like, why did you do any of this? None of this makes any sense.
Well,
to
yeah. At any point in the Saw story, you can go back to why is any of this happening? And we can, like, make a million scenarios about that that'll probably never get answered. But the cigarette thing, I think, is really fucking stupid. And the fact, too, that, like, okay, let's just go into a hypothetical of if he actually was trying to kill Adam at this point. Because his whole plan is, like, he's going to turn off the lights and then throw the blood. He's going to make the camera see that he's putting the blood on the cigarette, turn off the lights, throw the cigarette to Adam. He's going to smoke it and then pretend to die. That's the whole plan.
Yeah.
But even if, like, let's just do a hypothetical of if he did go to smoke it or whatever, is the person behind that really just going to look at that video and be like, oh yeah, Adam's so fucking stupid that he's just going to grab that cigarette and not notice that there's a fuck ton of blood over on the cigarette. All over the butt. And also, I was kind of thinking that he was going to put the cigarette, like, front end into the blood so that when he lit it, the blood's gone. You know, you're not seeing it anymore. You're not tasting it. You put blood in your mouth, you're going to taste immediately. I guess at that point, if the logic is that the poison's just going to kill you the second it fucking touches you, then you're dead anyway. But if someone throws a cigarette to me and I'm in Dookie room, I'm definitely looking at it first before I light it. Even if I'm as stupid as Adam, I feel like I'm still going to look at it. So I feel like the logic of just every bit of this, the hypothetical and what actually happens, is all so insane.
Yeah.
It's so insane. And I think it's so fucking stupid. It's ridiculously dumb. But it all plays out. They do the thing that I just said, turn off the light, toss the cigarette, blah, blah, blah. He pretends to, like, seize out and die. But apparently, and also, you know what? Next problem. How do you put electricity into chains? What is doing that? I mean, I could see you putting electricity into chains, but, like, in this exact situation, I mean,
yeah,
what is causing that? He has a button. We're gonna find out later that Jigsaw just has a button. He just presses it, which obviously, of course, that's how it's gonna happen. I guess, you know, they're doing it on cue,
right?
But how do you just put what in there? Because we see where the chain is attached to the wall. What is attached to this chain? Or the band, it's just a metal band with some chains on it. What is electrocuting that?
That's a good question.
I am very curious about that.
They don't explain that.
Of course they don't explain that. That's the least of their problems. So they electrocute him, and then he gets up. They pretty much just fake out, like, are you really dead?
Yeah.
And he's not. He fakes out, and then Doc's like, oh, you idiot, that was our call out. He's like, dude, I just got electrocuted. He's like, you're so fucking stupid. He's like, dude, I got electrocuted. The fuck was I supposed to do?
And later Doc was doing it for fun.
Exactly. And then later Doc gets electrocuted. He's like, I got electrocuted. I'm like, yeah, I fucking told you, dude. It actually is pretty funny. So at this point, I think we're at another flashback now. Yeah, we're at another flashback. Because Adam goes, I remember everything. Now that I was electrocuted, he got electrocuted into remembering shit. It's so aggravating. And now Adam, I'm like, you know what? He should be yelling at you now. You're both fucking stupid. So he's in a dark room. He's working on photographs as he falls asleep. And then he wakes up. His light switch doesn't work. Not only that, his flashlight's out of batteries. And he can hear shuffling noises nearby. So he decides to go the Outlast route and just grab his camera and start taking pictures, or like the shutter route, you know?
Just start
taking pictures and be like, oh, what's gonna pop up on it? The worst way to find something in the dark,
because
what? You're gonna go fucking wait for it to develop and check it out. I guess in this point, he's just using it for the light. But like, if someone's in your house, do you really wanna fucking flash this loud ass camera?
No.
That's like screaming and is gonna show exactly where you are. Also, a problem that I have with this movie later, too. I'm gonna get into that a little bit more. Sorry, I burped.
Good burp.
Sorry, podcast. So he continues to take pictures around the room until he takes a picture of the jigsaw doll, who is sitting on a chair in the corner of the room. And he grabs a bat. He starts to threaten whoever is in his house, but he gets taken as well. Liam Neeson. So around this time, Doc gets a call from his daughter. She's pretty distraught. And then his wife gets on the phone.
She's pretty distraught.
I guess that's a way to explain it, right? only kidnapped. And then his wife, not very distraught, gets on the phone and she's like, "Is Adam there? Don't believe his lies." And then hangs up. She's like, "What?" And she's so calm, too.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd be like, too. "Are you fucking in on this?"
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't trust that. My daughter's screaming. You're just like, "Yeah, don't trust Adam.
Don't trust Adam."
What does that mean? So when Doc tells Adam what his wife told him, Adam's like, So she told you that, huh? That's all he says. He's kind of like looking around. So now they're turning on each other a little bit. And Adam accuses Doc of lying. He's like, "Doc, I know you weren't at the hospital last night, you fucking liar." He's like, "I've been following you, taking pictures of you." The craziest way to introduce this when you're locked in a room. But I guess What the fuck is Doc going to do about it? He's chained up. What's he going to do? Kill you? Can't. So basically, Adam's a secret agent, man. And this is where I wanted to get back. It wasn't going to take long. Imagine being a secret agent, man, and using that obnoxiously loud camera to follow people around. Because he literally says at one point, he's like, "Didn't you hear that camera behind you, Doc?" Yeah, of course I did. It was the loudest thing in the world. It's the reason I got out of my car. You're a secret agent, man. You're using this camera. That's like, you take a picture and it's like, ba-boom, ba-boom. So now we get to re-see what actually happened during the previous night. Turns out Doc's been having an affair and Adam has been following him around. But the real question is, who was making Adam follow Doc? And then Adam's like, "It's just some guy." He's like, "What do you mean it's just some guy? Give me some details about it." He's like, "I don't know. I don't remember what he looked like." Again, Adam's going to piss me the fuck off right now. "I don't remember what he looked like. I don't remember any detail about him. He just gave me money." He's like, "Well, you have to remember something about him. Did you meet up with him for him to give me money?" He's like, "I don't know. He's just a tall black guy with a giant scar going completely across his entire neck. It's incredibly thick. It looks like he got his throat slit." Oh, yeah. That's not a detail that you might remember, right? You just randomly remembered it. He has randomly remembered it now. Guy. Yeah, just like the pig guy that attacked Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, look at me remembering stuff. Remembering these odd little happenstances. Jesus fucking Christ. Being in a room with these two would make me cut my leg off.
That would be the worst part.
That would make me cut my leg off.
That's the game. That's the real game.
See if you can stay in a room with Doc and Adam for 55 minutes. If not, the saw's right there.
That's why he's so pissed when he gets up.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. I would be fuming. Fucking fuming. If anyone ever told me they couldn't remember a detail about a person, they're like, "Yeah, he got his throat slit once. Giant scar." So angry. So Adam eventually notices that there's another person in like the background, or not even in the background, the foreground of one of his pictures. Like, it's the whole picture. It's a person in a window, and he's like, "Oh, I just noticed this." And Doc is like, "Huh, this is some weird dude I work with named Zep. What's Zep doing in my house?" And at this point, time has ran out. It's 55 minutes are done. And Zep has walked into the other room where Doc's family is being kept. Apparently, it's 2 feet away.
Yeah.
I'm so confused about the logistics.
He's right there the whole
time. They're just there. And we knew he was there, I guess. Not really, because he had a camera. He could have just been looking through the window. It was a one-way mirror. Why aren't you just looking through the mirror? I guess the camera's part of the ruse.
There's a lot of questions.
To, like, confuse them in the game. I guess I could see that.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. But time has ran out. And Zep has walked into the other room where Doc's family's being kept. And he's about to end everything. And he gives the phone to Doc's wife. And she starts crying. He's like, "You got to tell him that he lost." And then this part pissed me off. She's like, "You lost." And then she starts fighting him and starts beating his ass because she got like kind of free from her captivity before. Yeah. She's pretending to be tied up. At this point, she grabs the gun from him and then just holds it at him and points it at him. "I'm sorry, this dude just held you and your daughter captive and was about to put a bullet in your head."
I think there was a major like level of innocence with this movie when it comes to shooting people. Because it's the same thing whenever fake Jigsaw gets away, right? Uh-huh. Like, they have this view of humans that, like, we won't shoot each other. Because, like, why didn't they just fucking shoot Zep way back in the trap?
This movie is in America.
They had him at gunpoint. And they just let him they let him slit Danny Glover's throat get away.
That's very true. He just slit a cop's throat. And right before that, he just started a machine that's about to kill a guy. They could have just you're right. They could have just easily shot him right then and there, and then
shot him,
and then figure. And especially after they got the keys, and he's like fumbling with the keys and shit, like trying to get it going. Because that was the whole thing with the trap too. When they couldn't get the trap done, it was because he had the giant fucking janitor key ring with 100 keys on it. They're like, which key is it? We only have 30 seconds. He's going through all the keys. At that point, when they already know it's the keys, and he was about to shoot the machine anyway, shoot Zep then the machine.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
There's this idea that, like, humans won't shoot each other in Jigsaw or in Saw.
And then, like, I mean, don't cops have, like, fucking, like, buddy-buddy shit? Like, especially after he just slit your partner's throat, don't you say, you know what?
You're done,
maybe
bud.
If it wasn't before, done. Now I kill him. Like, what is happening? He just slit Danny Glover's throat, dude. That's so insane.
I know.
So, yeah, you're right. It's fucking
and
so weird.
And she does the same thing here. Like, this guy has had
I get her a little more because she's like a mother and whatnot.
But this guy's had you and your child
kidnapped.
He's about
to kill your daughter.
Gunpoint.
He's about to kill your daughter.
This whole time, like, you would think that she would just go psycho and just start blasting. I would have. Like,
that is the natural reaction when someone is about to kill your child. Yeah. He was about to shoot you 2 seconds ago. Yeah. Why do you have sympathy for this guy? I just don't get that.
It's so wild.
At this point, Tussle's in full motion. And Danny Glover also was apparently 2 feet away. How was he 2 feet away from all
he's
of this
like
while this is happening
the
whole
street,
time?
Right?
And I don't get how he just figured out in that moment. Like, that's a big issue for me, too, because he's just like, oh, shit, they're right there. He just runs over, shows up within seconds. He's like, he hears a bullet, because that's what happens. A shot goes off. He's like, oh, shit, they're right there. That's never. Is that explained, or did I just miss that?
I think he knew.
He knew roughly where it was because
of
the
I think
the
he knew they were close by
shit.
The whole time. He just wasn't sure where it was. He was in the vicinity.
You're a bad cop. They were the next door over. Like, I don't even believe it was the next house over. It was just the door next to him. Like, they're in a fucking, like, in a fucking complex with, like, five different, like, you know, like, business buildings there.
Right, right,
and
right.
That's just the next. They share a bathroom. And you're telling me you didn't fucking know? The bathroom is the one that they're locked in. That's the one that he shares. He walked by to take a piss at one point. And he was like, oh, what are you guys doing here? I just cannot believe the logistics of this movie. It's so crazy. No wonder critics rated this terribly, honestly.
I know, right?
Like, it actually kind of makes sense in retrospect. It's like, oh, critic gave this, what was it, like a 34 or something?
But I
it's
think
like,
it's
you
a 50,
what?
But yeah.
Okay, it's still like, you know what? Critically, that kind of makes sense.
Right.
It makes no fucking sense is the issue. So, now Danny Glover's here. They're fighting. They're all tussling. And they beat each other up a bit. Doc is on the ground just crying in the shit room. But he's also like, I'm just so confused by all this. It's really funny when he's crying and then he gets electrocuted.
Yeah.
Just to shut him up, it seemed like. It seemed like they were like, man, stop fucking crying. Like, so he gets electrocuted. He passes out. And then Adam throws some rocks at him. I really wish he hit him in the head. That would have been really funny. Really funny. So now Zep has a bullet in his leg and he's running from Danny Glover. He eventually catches up with him and he attempts to shoot Zep in the most questionable way physically possible. He's trying to shoot him with a gun pointed at his face. That doesn't work out. It ends in Danny Glover getting shot in the fucking face.
Right.
What'd you think was going to happen, bud? But his face right here while he was perishing, that was Lethal Weapon. He did that like just confused, like flabbergasted, but also like, like when he died. And I was like, thank you for that. This happens simultaneous to Doc cutting his leg off, because back in the bathroom he's now like, my family. He's screaming like he's the lead of a Fast and Furious movie. He's like, family. Like, just that's all he's fucking screaming for the rest of the movie. He's like, family. And then he does the dreaded. He fucking ties his shirt around his leg, starts to saw his leg off, and then he does it.
He did it.
Which is so fucking brain dead. Like, if he heard anything on the phone, he could hear that his wife and, you know, they were struggling and whatnot and fighting, but it did not sound like his wife died. If anything, you heard her say something like that kind of led to her being okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it didn't sound like she died on the phone call.
Yeah, and doesn't she have the opportunity at this point
to say something?
To say something on the
phone?
She
doesn't, though.
I know, right?
But then he gets electrocuted around the same time, so he loses the phone. She starts trying to call back, but then he can't answer it because of the electrocution.
Yeah.
Very, like I said, convenient.
Very convenient.
Convenient. If he didn't if his phone didn't go like an inch far enough away for him to not grab it, he would have just answered it and not chopped his leg off.
Right.
But also, he's doing the same thing that Adam does earlier, because he grabs that box from earlier and he's trying to grab his phone with it, but it's a rectangle box. and he's holding it and trying to reach for it by holding the fucking long part of it.
Instead
of holding the short end of it and using the, you know, length to actually grab the phone. And he's also trying to use the bottom of the box. Flip the box around and it so fucking cups it.
Yeah, so you can cup it.
What are you doing? You're a doctor. You perform surgeries on people. What is happening is so aggravating. So, yeah, all of that fucking convenience. He chops his leg off. And again, so stupid. Like, yeah, they were in a struggle, but you don't know for sure. Like, if they're calling you, I guess his assumption is probably, like, the, you know, stress is getting to them. He thinks something happened. Obviously, right. I get that part. He's stressing because something could have happened. He doesn't know exactly, though. He probably thinks Zep is calling him back, right?
I guess.
That's the assumption.
Yeah.
So he thinks this, since he's not answering, and since he can't answer the phone, then Zep's going to kill.
Right.
But then he gets, then he fucking, well, I know, I guess he's doing it so he could kill Adam so he wins the game. But that's also stupid. Like, all that is dumb. It, from what he heard, it seems like Zep is fucked off. If I was hearing that phone call, I would have been like, oh shit, Zep just got his ass beat.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't get, like, his logic behind this. But family.
Family.
Family, dude. So, yeah, at this point, he gets the gun. And he's like, about to shoot Adam. Adam's like, no, no, don't do it. And he shoots him. I actually thought he shot him in the middle of the chest. I did have to go back. You do see him shoot him in the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they shot him, like, in the middle of the chest, and they just kind of, like, fucked it off. They were like, it was in the shoulder. But no, they actually did shoot him in the shoulder. They just cut it pretty fast, so it kind of seems like it was in the middle.
A family.
Yeah. So Zep walks in the room. And he's like, well, you didn't kill Adam in time. You already lost the game, because he shot him after they already know his time was over.
Right, yeah.
So he's like, well, you lose. So he's about to kill him. Doc, that is. Zep's about to kill Doc. But then Adam pops up, and he beats him with the lid of the toilet.
The lid of the toilet.
Beats his ass with it. Yeah, I guess he was shot in the shoulder. And then Doc crawls up to him with his one leg, and he's like, don't worry, my family. And he looks like a fucking zombie. Like, he's white.
I'll go get help.
Dude is literally, like, why is he talking like that?
I don't know.
When you start talking,
he also gets his British accent back. I don't know if you recognize that.
I recognize that for a brief second.
It was
very
British,
odd.
Yeah.
It was very, very odd. So fucking weird, dude. So, yeah, zombie dad crawls off to go save his family.
Actually, there was one part specifically. I think it was whenever when he does the poison thing, a little bit of British pops out because he goes, I've done it. And I was like, bitch, nobody says I've done it. You would have said I did it.
It's like fucking Giles on Buffy. I've done it. I've found it.
I've done it. I poisoned Adam.
He does do that. Yeah, I didn't catch that one. I caught it a little bit toward the end, but I did not catch that.
Yeah, that one really made me laugh.
Jesus Christ. Dude just gave up at the end of this movie,
he
really.
He really gave up.
He just started going off. This is crazy. So, yeah, now that the killer is dead, Doc crawls off to go find help with his one leg. And I would not be confident if I was Adam. I'd be like, he's not coming. Like, cause he's
not even going to make it down the hallway.
No, because Adam's screaming. He's like, don't leave me. Don't do it. And I think it's because Adam knows. He's like, the second this dude crawls out, he's just going to fucking bleed
just
out.
Gonna die.
He's like, I'd rather that we, like, figure out how to get out in here between the two of
us.
Like, we could probably figure out an escape. He probably wants him to grab the key or something. You know? It's probably in that fucking bathtub. Anyway, they think the killer's dead. He crawls off. And then Adam's like, all right, I'm going to search Zep. And he finds a tape player and he plays it. And it's fucking Zep's tape, which is like, hey, there's Zep. You work at a hospital. Now you got to play this game of this poison's going to blow you up if you don't. You got to kill Doc's wife and Doc's kid or you don't get explosion antidote. How long does this poison last? He's been poisoned for like 2 hours
I'm convinced Zep was never poisoned.
I don't think he was at all.
He's
There's
just
no way he was.
Not very smart, and he believed it when it wasn't true.
100%. There's no way he was poisoned. He was poisoned for hours.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, no wonder he was like, he electrocuted it, because I think he might have electrocuted him that time. I don't think it was, it couldn't have been, did they both have electric buttons?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or was fucking,
they had individual
buttons. Or did Jigsaw
buttons,
electric button him from laying right there?
I don't. That's a good question.
I guess he could have, because he definitely had an electric button. We see that, but
yeah.
I feel like it had to have been Zep at the other one. Maybe Zep had an electric button too, because he was basically calling the shots of the whole bathroom scene. But like, because he had to have known, he probably saw like, okay, you're not dead. You just smoked that cigarette. I've been poisoned for 2 hours. That poison didn't fucking get to you immediately. I've been poisoned forever now, dude. So I don't know. There's a lot with that. So yeah, he plays a tape, and then the ending is, insane. It's genuinely insane, but also genuinely makes zero sense. None. Absolutely none. Maybe less sense than over everything else that has happened in this movie.
Yeah.
Jigsaw, the old man, Tobin Bell, is laying in the middle of this room for 55 minutes.
55 minutes.
And no one noticed that he was an actual alive person. He had prosthetics on his face to make him look like he was a dead guy that got shot in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me this old fuck that's dying of very bad cancer didn't move whatsoever during
more,
all this?
More importantly, how did he keep a straight face and never once be like, you guys are fucking idiots?
I'd be laughing for sure. I just don't get it. Like,
you know what I'm saying? The only thing, who has that kind of self-control?
For sure.
That's like doing an escape room with someone and being in the room the whole time and not laughing at them. Like, how is that possible?
I wouldn't do that because escape rooms are fucking boring and stupid. But the thing is, though, the only thing that
is
would
this
make
why
sense,
escape rooms exist?
Because they're stupid?
Because Saul.
Yeah.
Is that why escape rooms
for
exist?
For sure.
That's 100%. Crazy. 100%. I never really thought about that.
There's no way there's any other reason, honestly.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that makes sense for Tobin Bell is that he like gave himself like an anesthesia or something.
He was sleeping the whole time.
And then he just conveniently woke up at the right time. But that would make more sense than anything else. Everything's about convenience in the movie, so that's why wouldn't true. He just wake up the exact minute?
He was just sedated the whole time.
And if that was the case, Zepp had to have had an electric button.
Yeah.
But he gets up. What's insane is I had not seen Saw in so long. I've seen some sequels, you know, I've seen a fair amount of the sequels in the past few years, but I had not realized that I thought I'd rewatched the original Saw in the past, like, I don't know, at least 10 years or something. I don't think I have. I legitimately did not remember this happening.
That's the funniest thing in the world.
When Tobin Bell stood up, I was like, what the fuck? You were in there? I thought that was a dead guy in there the whole time. Legitimately,
that's like really the only part of Saw that I remember.
The crazy thing is that
Jigsaw is laying there the whole time.
I remember exactly like him turning around and saying like, because right now he's gonna go, by the way, the key's in the bathtub, and then Adam's gonna have a fucking brain blast. But like, I remember him turning around and saying the key's in the bathtub. I remember all of that, but I thought he opened the door and then just walked in the room and then like said all that to Adam.
Yeah,
I didn't remember the twist. So it got me again, all over again. I was like, holy shit, dude, he was in there. So that was pretty crazy, but it makes no sense.
Yeah,
it's a great twist, and it does feel like the end of Sleepaway Camp, you know, where you're like, oh shit.
Right.
Like, for some reason, even though it's not like a fucking someone walking up with their dick out, like, it almost feels like that. It feels like Tobin Bell just stood up with his dick out.
Basically.
So, like, it's a pretty great ending. It makes no sense, but it's
cool. Yeah, I don't know why that's
much
part
like
of his plan.
Much like Sleepaway Camp. Makes no sense, but it's an awesome twist.
Yeah, I don't know why that's part of his plan. I don't know why he felt the need to lay there the whole time. I don't know what he was going to do laying there, when he was going to get up, if they didn't. If
one of them did escape, if Adam somehow found that key, because the whole thing is that apparently he thinks back to it, he's like, oh, well, if the key was in the bathtub, I pulled out the cork from the bathtub when I got up,
right,
and that drained the key down there, which we don't even know if that actually happened.
Right.
That's just what he's assuming. He never even checked.
He brain blasted.
Yeah. So we don't even know that actually happened, but if he did happen to just get that key and just leave, like, was Tobin Bell going to just stand up and then stop him? Was he just going to lay there and let it happen? If they started searching him, was that going to be the moment where he's like, oh shit, I got to get up now?
Yeah. There's so many ways this could have gone wrong.
Convenience. It's all convenience.
It's wild.
I'm going to say it. This is irresponsible. This is fucking irresponsible.
You know what, Jigsaw? You are irresponsible.
God damn it. I don't get it. But at this point, Adam's like, well, all I can do now is try to shoot him. So he grabs Zepp's gun. He tries to shoot him. But Tobin blasts him with fucking electricity.
Yeah.
He has the electric gun. So he presses the button, electrocutes him. And then he just walks off and closes the door. And he's like, game over. And then closes the door. And Adam's like, no. So we never even really know if Adam dies. I watched like a film theory video where he kind of was like, maybe Adam is like behind a lot of this. Like, maybe Tobin Bell hired Adam at one point and he was the one taking pictures for him for, like, you know, all the game stuff.
Right.
Because the pictures continue later and they seem very similar to Adam's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ever really see Adam die. So, but I don't know. That would have to, like, that would mean that Adam went on his side after that. And I kind of don't see that happening.
Nah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he walked out of it and he said, he helped me.
That's true. Honestly, that makes so much sense. That does happen. That tracks with the movie. Holy shit, that perfectly tracks. That's it's stupid, happened. But that tracks. Wow.
He helped me.
Wow, yeah, that probably is what pictures. Happened. Holy shit. So why did Adam lose the game? That's my question
Adam
of the whole thing.
Adam didn't have a game.
Adam never had a game
Adam
to begin
never
with.
Never had a goal.
But then Tobin specifically says game over to Adam and then leaves. So like that implies that there was a game, but he never had a game. He was never assigned anything. Doc had a game. I guess you could assume that maybe Doc's game was to kill him. And since Adam was just going to die either way.
Right.
The only way that Adam wins is if he gets the key out of the bathtub that might have drained. Maybe.
I guess.
Maybe if Adam didn't go for the gun, he just turned around and grabbed the key. Maybe he would have just won and Tobin Bell would have been like, all right, you win.
Maybe.
And you can just leave. But since he went for the gun, he was ungrateful. Since he went for the gun, he was a dick to Tobin Bell. So Tobin was like, nope.
Nope. Now I'm just going to leave you now. Here.
That was the whole game. Don't be a dick to Tobin Bell.
That is the game.
That's the only thing that I can think of. Mm-hmm. Legitimately. I have nothing else. I don't think Adam had a game. I think Adam was fucking destined to fail. He was absolutely destined to fail. Yeah, but that was Saw.
Saw.
That
now
was Saw.
I can say that I've seen Saw.
6 kills. You've seen Saw?
Yeah.
Wait, what? What?
Have you seen Saw?
No. Seesaw?
You have seen Saw.
Seesaw.
You've seen Saw.
What are we doing? Are you gotcha-ing me?
No.
You're being an asshole right now. 6 kills. No boobs.
Not a single boob.
That's crazy, huh? No, this seems like a boob movie almost, but I guess not. I mean, I would recommend Saw for sure. I mean, if you've never seen Saw, you have to see Saw. Yeah. It's not even a question. Like,
you gotta see Saw, so then you can say you've seen Saw.
I fucking hate you. What are you gonna rate Saw, James? You told me. I was kind of scared to rewatch Saw because before I did, you were like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I'm gonna sell you out. James was like, was it kind of boring? He was like, I thought it was pretty boring.
I thought it was kind of boring, and I still do think it's kind of boring.
I thought I might think that after you said that, and then I watched it, and I was not bored at all. Like, I'm definitely not going to give it, like, a perfect score.
I think it has flaws. Every time Doc had another flashback, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I thought it was pretty funny, so I enjoyed it. Like, it definitely was. The flashbacks are aggravating, and I think there's a lot of plot holes in the movie, but I do think it still plays like a very fun movie. Like, it's enjoyable to watch.
Yeah. I'll give it a 3.
Okay. I'll give it a 4.
It a 3.
I'm giving it a 4. I mean, there was a time where I don't know if there ever was a time where I would have said Saw is a perfect movie. I've never seen it as a perfect movie, but I think it's very good.
I think too, though.
It's important.
It's important, but also I think what I just realized is I just don't like this subgenre. Not
like gore movies.
Not
or?
The gore thing. That's okay. Not the part.
The crime mystery, like the.
This isn't a horror movie.
It's really
this is a crime drama.
It's a cop drama.
I fucking hate cop dramas. I don't like watching them. I don't like Law and Order.
I don't like CSI.
I don't like any of that.
You don't like SVU?
No, it's not my bag. That's why I think Saw's boring.
See, cop drama
half
movies
of it is cop drama.
Yeah, cop drama movies piss me off. I feel like a lot of the time, I think I like cop drama shows more, like mainly just SVU, like for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Cop drama can be funny. I feel like when it's really funny and it's stupid and it's like, you know, they're doing all the stereotypes, I think it can be really funny. When they're doing all the stereotypes, but it's not funny, it annoys me. But also, like, I feel like if this was kind of a cop drama in a way, but I feel like it really wasn't, because like I said earlier, like, we didn't get enough of the cop drama, because I wanted the cop drama in this to specifically be Danny Glover cop drama,
right.
But there wasn't enough of that. So I feel like I have to argue that because of that, it's not too cop drama. Like, it is. It definitely has aspects.
I think that it is in that subgenre. Like, and it spawned so many movies that...
That's at least a subgenre of this movie.
Right.
Like, if it's not
did
the...
so many other... Like we talked about that stupid... What was that? Hellraiser Bloodline or some shit with...
Last three Hellraisers with Doug Bradley were all cop dramas.
Right?
Like, it was, like, Deader, Bloodborne... No, not Bloodborne. That was a different one. debtor, fucking header, letter.
Exactly. And there's so many movies from that era, that early 2000s, mid 2000s era.
That did go hard on cop dramas.
And there's so many
movie I told you about earlier.
So many goddamn cops.
Untraceable is a cop drama through and through.
Yeah.
Like, through and through.
And it's like,
I think that's why I like them, though, because a lot of those cop dramas are so over the top. Like, when it's like a serial killer like this, or like Games and Traps and stuff, and the cops are like, well, what the fuck do we do with this? Like, it feels like that season of Dexter, where Colin Farrell was like, you know, like, it kind of feels like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just don't really like
it. I love Dexter too. I think I do love cop dramas. I love Dexter. That's a cop drama for sure.
I don't like cop shows. Fuck cops.
I hate cops, but I love cop drama. Like, I think it's hilarious. Usually in cop dramas, though, the cops are getting fucked off, you know, like, oh, it's funny.
Yeah, I just don't care about cops, man. I don't want to watch cop movies.
Well, let's talk about a fuck, marry, kill that includes
that's
a cop.
Great.
Fuck. Danny Glover's neck wound.
Ew.
Zep. And me.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the only humane thing here and kill Danny Glover's neck wound.
That is very humane.
I guess I'll fuck Zep and marry you, as crazy as that sounds.
That's cute.
We'll put a bag on his head or something.
Yeah, he's a not good looking man. Not a good looking man. I actually would prefer his lost look over this look.
Right?
And
yeah.
His lost
I
look
agree.
Is fucking. I mean, he looks like Stuart Little.
He does.
But Stuart old.
Real man Stuart Little.
My favorite Letterboxd review of this movie, there's actually two from like the same guy, but fuck. You know what? I just had it in my head and already forgot, so now I have to look it up again. My bad. Letterboxd saw. I guess I'll do... no, I'm just going to stall. I'm just going to stall. I was going to say something else, but I'm just going to straight up stall. My favorite... it's gone now. I found it. Wait. I found it. I found him.
There it is.
This one is from Jay. He gives it a 4 stars. Contains a spoiler. It says, sure, cancer may be killing John Kramer, but let's not act like lying face down on that germy-ass bathroom floor for a good 7 hours helped him at all.
Ooh.
And the second one from the same guy, Jay, also 4 stars. He said, maybe if Adam didn't say, give me that sweet cancer, maybe Jigsaw, a cancer patient, wouldn't have left him to die in the bathroom. So that might have also been the game.
That's what pissed him off.
It comes down to don't be a dick to Jigsaw.
Yeah, don't be a dick to Tobin Bell. That's all it is.
So that was Saw. Roger Ebert had to have hated this, right?
Oh, I don't know.
He had to have. Let's see real quick what Roger Ebert thought about Saw. 2 stars.
Doesn't cut it as a thriller.
Does not cut it as a thriller. Was it supposed to be a thriller? I thought it was a horror movie.
Horror movie.
If it's a cop drama, it's a thriller.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't think it is a horror movie.
Saw is an efficiently made thriller, cheerfully gruesome, and finally not quite worth the ordeal it puts us through. It's a fictional machine to pair sadistic horrors with merciless choices, and so the question becomes, do we care enough about the characters to share what they have to endure? That's kind of fair.
And his response, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I guess that's kind of fair. That's not invalid.
The movie would be helped immensely if Doc was more likable, right?
I actually think Doc is very likable, but for all the wrong reasons. Like, for just him being stupid as shit, he's very likable as a dumb horror movie character. But aside from that,
that's what I mean. Like, yeah. If we were actually rooting for Doc, like for real, like not as a joke, then maybe it would be a better movie.
Yeah.
But no, I only root for Doc as a joke, not because I actually want to see him succeed. In fact, I want to watch him fail.
Yeah, I agree. I agree for sure. Roger Ebert, I'll take your 2. And I'll raise you nothing. Saw sucks.
We've seen Saw.
We've seen Saw. I hate you. So we're at the end of the show. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching and or listening. I guess I didn't mention that you could watch us on Spotify, but if you did, and if you didn't, if you just listened, go ahead and give us another review by watching the show now. And tell a friend about the show. Leave a review wherever you listen, negative or positive. I'm fine with either or. I mean, you know, obviously I want positive reviews, but you know, you need some balance in your life.
You
need some balance. I need to get shit on every so often. I do.
Little yen.
Give me some more. I want to say, as for recent show reviews, I just want to say that Kim gets all giddy like a school kid that just got like an A+ on her exam when the reviews are about her. So
Well, especially whenever they mention her not chewing in the mic.
Yeah, when it's not negative about her chewing in the mic. So give Kim some good reviews, because every time I send them to her, she's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Fucking nerd. As always, patreon.com/horsesoup for bonus stuff. I'm actually just going to be putting out an episode with Kim and also our good friends Eric and Ricky from, I get their show name wrong. I called it a wide array of conversations when we did the episode. And I went into this whole spiel. I was like, wait, is it Array or Arrange? And I was like, no, it's Array. I was like, Arrange would be stupid. Like, that doesn't even make sense. And then they were like, it's Arrange. So an episode on the Natalia Grace series is going to be releasing on Patreon. Ooh. It's like 3 hours long. It's going to be fully unedited. And there is a moment for like 3 minutes where Ricky's just like singing to himself because we all had to go piss terribly because I think I downed like 13 Bud Lights during that episode. I sent James a picture of the Bud Lights in the trash cans, can after. Yeah. So, yeah. So that was going to go on the regular Horse Soup feed, but it was so long and so brutal that I cannot bring myself to edit that. Like, it was crazy. So that'll be on Patreon very soon. Check that out. It's with Kim, Eric, and Ricky. You love Ricky. Ricky's been a long time friend for a long time. Amazing. This is the first time that we've done something together, so I do think it was very fun. Everything else on there, there's live shows. Well, no, there isn't. There's past live shows on there. There's not current right now. I have a beef with Crowdcast. Also my internet, but with Crowdcast.
Yeah, mostly Crowdcast.
Honestly, most of my internet, if I'm being honest at this point. I've been trying to do some streams, and it's not been going too well.
Great.
Oh, I need a new house. This internet's not working well for someone who needs internet to work. Anyway, full-length bonus episodes, early access. That hasn't been happening recently either. Guys, there's a lot of stuff on Patreon. There's like hundreds of bonus stuff, but some of the stuff is we're working on bringing it back. Anyway, social media, Instagram at Horror Soup, TikTok at I Like Thrillers, and at Night Shift Video. You still have that, right?
Yeah.
Letterboxd at Horse Soup Caleb, at Night Shift Video for James. Check out the Scream podcast that I do with the girls from Morbid, and of course check out Morbid. Thanks to Ross Lee and the Mutant Members Only Club for all the music contributions that they've made to the show. And with that, we're gonna get on out of here. Go ahead, James, tell them.
Da-da-da-da. I'm gonna go watch WrestleMania tonight.
Yeah, so what James says, he's going to go watch WrestleMania tonight.